Hello.
Hello, is this John speaking?
It is.
Hey, John, this is Shailen Benjamin from Notebook Writing. You just signed up with us for marketing. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good with myself. So, John, first of all, welcome on board, and how are you doing?
Good.
That's good. And are you near your system at this time? Can you access your email?
I can.
Okay, can you kindly check your email? That is, I think that's johncarnes58@gmail.com. You must have
yeah,
two.
Yeah, it's John. It's
my
Carnes.
Name. Carnes, my bad.
Okay, Carnes. That's all right.
You should have two emails from our end. Kindly check. And
so it says Sheldon Benjamin?
Yeah, and the other one would be from Creative Design Agency. Kindly open the first one.
Okay, I only have one. It says get started.
Yeah, you can click on get started, and once you do, you'll be guided to an account creation page.
Okay. Yeah, this is the only one I have, so. All right.
So once you're on the sign-up page, you can create your own login for our online portal. So that will be our main mode for communication, okay?
Okay.
By the way, tell me about your book. What was your inspiration? And tell me a bit about it. What's it about?
Well, I have 38 books.
38 books. Okay, that's not one book.
Yeah, if you want to look at them, go to Google.
Uh-huh.
And I have, I just finished a leadership book that, if there's one that's going to take out front, it's it. And then there's three other leadership books with that. There's a lot of religious books, but there are 38 books in all. When he talked to me with that meaning, it's more marketing the author than marketing any single thing. Okay, I've got teamwork. Let me put this up on my favorites right quick before I forget it here. Okay, I'm on that page. It says teamwork. It's got John Carnes on it.
Okay, so I assume on the top left you see your name, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so just below that, do you see different options like list, board, table, dashboard? Do you see them?
Yes, sir.
So in the same line, you'll see a option for messages.
Yes.
Okay, so you can click on messages.
Time, milestones, messages.
Yeah.
Okay.
You'll be guided to the message section. Now, the message
okay.
section shows one message from me that is welcome on board, right?
There's yeah. two attachments, yes.
Yes, you can click on the message, welcome on board, and you'll be guided to the specific message. There you'll see a general welcome message from me, and you'll find two numbers. One number is for my office and the extension, and the other is my personal cell phone number, which you can contact during the weekdays, okay?
Okay.
Now, there are two forms attached. Do you see when you scroll down, there are two files attached?
I do.
Okay, so to download the files, you'll have to click three dots that you see on the file, and it will give you a download option, or you can just click download all, and it will download both the files, okay?
Okay.
Let me know if you have any
questions. They're both downloading.
Okay, perfect. So you can fill the forms out and send them back to me. So one form is for general marketing, okay? That will be according to you developing your marketing content and, you know, devising your strategy, okay? The other
okay.
thing is related to your social media campaign. That is the SMM form, okay? Social media marketing form.
All right, I see that.
That will help us design the posts that are relative. It basically just gives the team a head start on how to, you know, go about doing this project. Okay. Now, one important thing I'd like to know is where exactly are you from, so I know which time zone I have to, you know, adjust to.
I'm in Pensacola, Florida, so I'm in Central Time.
You're in Central Time, okay. So we are on the East Coast, so that's about an hour apart. Okay. Do you have 38 books? Did you sign up with us for a general marketing, or do you want to specifically sell one, you know, type or one brand or one specific book? What do you want to do?
When I was talking to Ian, and this is something you may communicate with him about, because when I was speaking with him, he said with that many books, they were going to market to, you know, two different groups. One's leadership, which is the latest books that I've done, and then religious, which is the great majority of the books that are done. And so it's, you know, I'm playing this out with you guys to see what's best, because I want to get them all selling.
I understand.
So, you know, I have... You know, the latest book, but when I was talking to him, he said basically that they have to market me with the two directions, and I don't know what all that means. I just know that.
The thing is, normally,
I've been wanting to get it done.
Normally, an author usually works in a specific direction, you know, one specific kind of books. Now, you have two different, basically, brands, you can say. One is devised towards leadership thoughts that are three books at this time. Is that correct?
Correct. Well, there's four books in the leadership.
But I'm looking at three, because isn't the latest one Leadership Thoughts 3, Helping Leaders to Be Lifelong Learners?
No, those are three. That's 1, 2, 3. There's three volumes of that. The latest one that's just done in the Audible will be coming out on it. It's called Facing the Giants, and it's a leadership book, and it should be right on the first page there. But it's the one that's just come out in the last 2 weeks, and it's a and the Audible will be a. It's getting approved now. It's already been done, completed, and it's supposed to be up by Friday of this week. And there's audibles on those other three as well. I'll have 11 audible books when this is done.
I have a question. What is
okay?
An important thing I'd like to ask is what's the general length of the book in terms of pages?
All the books are between right at 100 and 130, 150.
Okay.
You know, the longest one of all of them is probably 150 of all the books. I try to keep them that, because that basically said that's the best length to keep things. So most of the books are there. I just got them in, and they're at my house. I didn't bring them in with me, but I can look at a couple of these others. Hold on a second. I got a couple of them in front of me.
I understand.
Let's see. Leadership. Let's see. That's the third one.
Do you have the books live anywhere else?
No, they're only on Amazon right now.
I see. Did you ever think about, you know, going global with your campaign for books?
Distribution,
because you have like a brand going on here. You have two brands, one's for leadership
right.
And one's for religion. Now, both can be
right.
used globally. Because, well, I assume your religious books are towards general Christianity, right?
Yes. Yes, and you know, I just don't know. I'm looking for any wisdom you give me here, because you know, I want to get them out there, and that's one of the things I have I don't have any expertise in that marketing part. So, you know, right now they've just been through through Amazon's, you know, Kindle books, their e-books. You get it in paperback e-books, and 11 of them will be in Audibles.
I do understand. I do understand that.
Yeah.
But the thing is, Amazon is just one platform, right?
I know. Yeah, I don't know how to do the rest. That's what I'm saying. I don't know how to.
So when, in terms of distribution, what I'm talking about is we'll have a, you know, detailed discussions when I have all the things ready on my end. One more thing I want to ask from you, do you have the soft copies for all the books?
The paperback or the...
The soft copies, as in on your computer system, do you have, like...
Oh, yes, yes. Yes, I do have all those.
So when you fill out the forms, I want you to, when you return the forms, you can send all the manuscripts as well. My team will go through all the manuscripts, and they'll decide which one are the ones we can actually work on and which the ones we won't achieve good results on. Because being very honest and very transparent with you, a lot depends on the product as well, right? And
right.
We can't advertise all the books all together. It will burn out your budget, and at the same time, you might not get anything. So the main thing, because you have a lot of books, we have to advertise a few select, and at the same time, advertise you, because you're the brand. In this scenario, you're the brand. The books aren't the brand.
Right.
The bigger your name gets,
okay,
the more credibility your content will get.
Right. Yes. I think the last... all those leadership books have been valuable. I've you know, let them be used by a few people that you know, tried them, and they to see how they work. But the latest one is probably the best one I've done, and then the others are, I think they're all four good. But that one was everybody who's looked at it so far have said it's great. You know, I just got to get it out there and get some reviews on it, and then hopefully through that it'll help the others to sell as well. I'm just getting in people's hands.
So
I can get them to read it. You know,
the latest one. How many copies have you sold so far? Let's talking about leadership thoughts.
I actually haven't. I just got it done. I just got it on Amazon last week as a sellable book. When I'm talking about it, I sent it to a few friends and said, hey, tell me what I need to do. How does this do? You know, other leadership guys. And to say if it, you know, how good it was, and all of them went, this is a really helpful, good book. And the others as well, but the others are very specific to leadership. So if you've got a team, you got staff, give them discussion, all kind of things that help each team on specific issues they may be facing. But the last one, Facing the Giants, is a more, it covers leadership in a larger way.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And by May, I'll have five more out. So that's why I like the idea of branding me, because by May I want to have at least five more finished.
Right.
I've got some of them about done. So, you know, I'm at a crossroads. You're helping me because I don't have a clue what to do. So
it's okay. It's okay. I understand. So we'll develop a strategy, because we normally don't get like authors who have this many books, and because we have to strategize differently, I will put up a strategy. I will look things up, and I will develop a strategy, and we'll put them in front of you. Okay.
Okay.
You can decide how you want to approach. If you want to take a few things out, you can take a few things out. If you want to have a better understanding, I'm always here to help you and guide you on that. Okay?
Okay. Well, and I'll send you stuff, and you tell me the best way to go.
Yeah, because I'll be very honest with you. A lot of firms, what they do is they just become yes men, but with us, that's not the case scenario. We're here to actually do the work, and we're just... like in our case, the customers know we're right because we have been doing this for quite some time. So whenever you have a problem, I'll be very transparent and clear with you on being like, okay, this is possible and this isn't possible, okay?
I appreciate that. I like blunt honesty.
Yeah.
I work well with people who are honest and frank with me and just say it.
Yeah, because it's more about like, because it's not about you. It's not about like what we have between us. It's more about getting the job done in the proper way and use
right.
the best tool or ability that we have in order to make that a success. So in that point, neither you or I, we can't bring our egos into this and just be like, no, this is impossible. If you have a valid point, I'll definitely agree to that. I won't just shut you down. I'll always give reasons for it. Like, this is the reason why we have to do this. This is the reason why we have to do this. So you are always informed, and you know, because at the end of the day, it's always better to make an informed decision, right?
Right, correct. And that's fine with me. I don't know. I mean, I'm the first to say, writing the subjects I do know. I stink at marketing and sales. You know, I'm especially stink at marketing myself. I know that.
What's your background?
I'm a pastor, and I have led some nonprofits, but I've been a pastor for 37 years.
Wow.
And so the religious books come out of that. A lot of devotion books in there. A whole bunch of books on prayer, and that I have developed in churches, literally churches all over the country have used some of that has been done over the years and in our own denomination, but I'd like to open it up to the bigger world and prayer and fasting kind of books. And so I have, there are, I think, 9 prayer and fasting books that have been developed over the last almost decade and a half of starting every year out with prayer and fasting in our church. There's prayer and fasting devotionals and books that we use to start every year, and then there's a lot of devotional books. There's one book specifically on prayer. There's one book for young pastors, What I Didn't Learn in College or Didn't Learn in the University, so that things that you need to develop in your ministry early on as leaders. There's other books like one on the Seven Churches of Revelation.
Yeah.
So, there's a lot of religious books because that's what I do. That's where I've lived, and the leadership books is because that's who I am. I've been a leader and I've trained leaders and I've developed leadership conferences and, I know leadership. So the leadership books are coming out of that.
So you do public speaking?
Yes.
Aside from like
I've spoken in leadership conferences and different places, a long time.
Why don't you use that platform to promote your book? Each platform that you go to, including the church,
right.
You have a religious book, right? You
right.
It's not a bad thing to promote your product, even if you are doing it in a church, because you can simply go, like, it's a very simple thing to say. You know a lot of people, given that you're a pastor, right?
Correct.
Okay. So use that goodwill, the word of mouth. Like, just let the people know, I have a book, and I'm writing more. If you want to learn a lot more about this topic, you want to get a more deep dive experience, you can purchase the book online, you can see it, you can view it, and that will increase your local reach, okay? Then local reach is very important.
Right.
You have to use that. Whatever resources at this time you have, because I understand you're doing this for a good purpose, but you also want to make some monetary gain with this. That's why you're here for marketing.
Right.
So you have to use the cards that you have wisely, okay? I will talk to you more on this as we move along and how you can utilize your social connections and, develop your own, even because I believe that you are a good man, and that's why you don't actually have the edge of a marketer, right? Because
yeah, that's what they tell me.
because you see things as they are, and you think it with a very natural sense. Now we go at a very critical angle, and we see, okay, this is what we can use, and we can utilize to make this happen. So a lot of people don't think that way, and when we put that into perspective, and they're like, that just sounds rude. Like, that's not rude. That's basically us knowing what to use, when to use it, because that's what our job is, and that's what we're supposed to do, right?
Right. Yep. And that's why I came to you.
So I will be developing a proper plan for you, okay? And because this is a very different, when I got into this project, I wasn't expecting this kind of development, because I know what I normally get are usually single books or maximum two or three, but you have like a variety of books, so we have to change the approach here.
Okay, and all of them, except for maybe two or three, are in Spanish as well.
Interesting.
Yeah, when you see on it, when you look at them on the air, you'll see that there are, I think there's 71 different books with English and Spanish, but there is not 71 different ones. It's the English, and then the ones that I thought would be usable in Spanish are usable in Spanish, because it's a market that's not very well saturated.
Yeah.
And so... It's all of them. I think you'll see all my leadership books are in Spanish. There is one on what the founding fathers of the United States said. I didn't put that one in Spanish. There's most of the others are in Spanish as well as English.
I do see that. I am
all the religious.
Your
I'm sorry.
Profile.
Yeah. All the religious books are.
That is a good approach. That is a good approach. You have a more works that I'll reach. Which is why I believe you can go for a lot more than what you have right now. So, how about you give me a day or two, and I will come back to you, and we'll sit on this again. What is your usual availability? Is this time okay for a call?
Oh, yeah. Wednesdays are probably the most difficult days, because I got a lot of meetings up till after lunch. After lunch, I'm free up until church time on Wednesday night. Wednesdays are busy days. I use that for meeting days. But most of the rest of the days, I'll answer the phone and I'll get right back to you, because I'm pretty well available. I may have, people come in. I have a meeting I have to do, but usually an hour and it's done and I'm ready to go.
So how about this? I will drop you a text on your phone, okay? You can save my personal number as well. So when we want to have a meeting, I'll drop you a text. You can confirm your availability, and then I'll just give you a call, okay?
Sounds good.
Perfect. So for now, what I need from you are the forms and the manuscripts, okay?
Okay, I'll do it.
Perfect. So drop me that, and we'll get the work started, okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
It was really nice talking to you. We'll keep in touch.
Oh, it was great talking to you, too. Thank you so much for helping.
No problem. It's my pleasure. So we'll keep in touch, and have a good day. Take care.
All right. Bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.